Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Fernando Campos of Financial Investor Relations Brazil. Please go ahead.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rumo's conference call to discuss the third quarter 2008 earnings results. I would like to mention that this conference call is being webcast live. The link is on the website www.rumo.com.br in the Investor Relations section. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risk, and other factors. With us today in São Paulo are Livaldo Aguiar dos Santos, Chief Executive Officer, Sérgio Roberto Novo, Chief Financial Officer, and Luiz Cassiano Rosolém, Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Livaldo will comment on the company's third quarter 2008 results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question and answer session. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Livaldo.
Good day all, and welcome to the Rumo third quarter's earnings results. Thanks to be with us in this call. We want to split this call in two different parts. First, we would like to concentrate our talk in the quarter results, that it was executed in the normal business environment we knew. Later on, we will be talking about the future and the new business environment we foresee. As you can see in the highlights, chart number 3, Rumo still delivering solid results. Net operating revenue reached almost 200 million reais in the third quarter and grew 21.5% compared to the third quarter 07. The machine tools order book also increased 33.4%. This shows that the business environment at that point in time, it was very good. We grew our net operation revenue in all business units, and export in dollar was increased by 65.2%. Part of this is a consequence of the asset and subsidiaries that we bought from Sandeto, that is reported as Rumo Italia in the amount of 5.7 million reais. Then, this chart shows how good it was this quarter and how solid it was the results that we delivered. Now I'm transfer the talk to Mr. Rosolém.
Thank you, Livaldo. Hello, everyone. I will move to the page 4 and start to talk about with more details the quarterly results. In the page 4, we just have a company overview, and now we have in our facilities two new plants in Italy, one in Grugliasco and another one in Ponte Canavese, which is near to Turin. Also, we now have more 4 subsidiaries in Europe, UK, France, Spain, and Netherlands. And as you can see, we will see later, this new business have bring some revenue this year. If we move to the page number 5, you're going to see some of the sectors that we are selling in these first 9 months of the year. What we have here is job shops is still a very strong sector, as automotive sectors is still very strong. However, capital goods and oil and gas have been increasing a lot in this machine tools business. Just for you have an idea, in the oil and gas, we moved from 3% participation on sales to 5%, and we developed new products now to be able to attend this sector, as well as all the other sectors. It's a policy in HOMI, invest hard in R&D, and this R&D now is concentrated to give us diversification in sectors more than we have in right now. If you move to page 6, please, you are going to see that in the plastic machines and the casting business, there is not very big changes. Plastic is still very pulverized in different sectors of the economy. In the casting business, what I would like to highlight again is the increase in the electricity generation, which now reached 21% of our revenue. And here we have more heavy parts. In the next slide, number 7, the revenue. I would like to highlight here is the increase that we have year over year, 19.6, but it is important also to tell that in the 9 months of 2008, we have 5.7 million that were consolidated from HOMI Italia, as Livaldo already told to us. If we move to the page 8, also the participation in the international market have been growing fast and more fast now with the HOMI Italia operations. U.S. is still very important, very strong, and Latin America have been growing a lot in these first 9 months of the year. Well, let's take a look in the page 9 in our cost structure. There is not big change here. The imported components grew a little bit, and that is mainly due to the currency. But we are very, it is very flat, the cost structure of HOMI as of September 30. In the page 10, there is a consolidated margins here. What I would like to highlight here, IRED adjusted the EBITDA margin, the EBITDA margin, the net income margin, for the gain that we recognize from the acquisition of assets and subsidiaries of Sandretto. And I will explain that later on in this call in the page 13. But right now, the margins are solid. It's a little below 2007, but I would like to explain that in last quarter of 2007, we have some accruals that we did very strongly last year, and this year we have been done in a monthly basis as we changed the criteria to accrue that. And one of that is the profit sharing from the management, which were not accrued last year during the quarterlies and just in the last quarter, and this year we have been accrued each month. Moving to page 11, which is important to highlight, I think it is the revenue growth in the plastic business, but you should take in consideration that there is 5.7 million from HOMI Italia here, and even with that, the increase in this business was very good, as well as machine tools in a revenue basis. If we talk about units sold, we also have an increase, but lower than the revenue. Why? There is a change in the mix of the machines that we are selling in machine tools and the plastic machines. This year, we are selling more heavy machines than we have been done in the last year. And this is mainly due to the launch of the heavy machine tools products, which we did last year, but the revenue is coming this year. In the rough and the machine casting business, we also see a very nice increase in the revenue. and also a good increase in the volume. But that's more due to the increased prices that we pass through the customers due to the higher raw material prices this year. In the page 11, if we look for the three business margins, I would like to highlight also a better margin in the machine tools, and this margin is due to the volume and also due to the mix to products. With more heavy machine tools, our margins are a little better. If we look at the plastic machines, we are still suffering some reduction when we compare it with last year. But there is two effects here that I would like to explain. This quarter, the gross margin was really better than last quarter, and that is due to the volume. If you remember, the volume also is important to reduce some of our fixed costs. And the EBIT margin is down, but that's because we consolidate Home Italia, which brings for us a lower EBIT margin. In the rough and the machine cast business, the margin were down in relation to last quarter and also in relation to last year. And here we also are suffering with the increase in the cost of the raw material until last quarter. Our average costs have been growing a lot when we are purchasing materials, but let's see how going to be the scenario going forward, and maybe we will have opportunities to purchase some of the raw materials cheaper now. Now I would like to come attention to page 13, which I think is very important to understand the effect of Home Italia in our results, in our going forward as well. If we look, I did a chart here where we show the effect of the Home Italia by itself and also the effect for the gain recognized when we purchase the subsidiaries of the of Sandretto. This gain is related to the, it's just recognized for IFRS, is following by the EIS 3, and this gain originated from the difference between the cost of the investment compared with the fair value of these subsidiaries. We talk with our auditors, and this is the gain that we must record this quarter. This is a non-current gain. We don't see that going forward, but we recorded this quarter for IFRS purpose this gain, which it is the difference between the cost which we pay and the fair value of the subsidiaries. Home Italia has a negative EBIT and net income. We already were aware about this phenomenon, and that's mainly due to the low volume because we are bring the operations back since Home Italia, Sandretto was in a bankruptcy administration, and now we must improve the operations in order to make better margins right there. Well, let's move to the page 14, please. And here I would like to highlight the solid position that Home has in your cash, in your balance sheet. Our cash and cash equivalent balance is 256 million reais, and our loans are 89.6 million reais. We are net cashing 166 million reais, and this is very, very important for us, and we are very conservative in this scenario that we are looking the market right now. Another thing that I would like to highlight, Home do not have policy to enter in derivative contracts. That's why our financial results suffer no impact this quarter. what we do, we are always looking how we are exposure to the currencies. And to be able to protect ourselves, we usually do natural hedge. We look our exposure in the balance sheet, we look our exposure in the cash flow, and we manage to make that very low. That's why even with the appreciation in the real and now with the depreciation of the real, the financial results didn't change too much. Okay, I will move back to Mr. Livaldo to comment about our expansion plan.
Sam, if you go to the page 15, please, we're going to start talking about the two major projects that we are executing now. The first one is the Paradiso project, and I would like to remember that this project is related to the transference of the manufacturing facility from downtown to the district. As you also may know, we own all the facility in downtown, and this project is executed because of the synergies that we forecast, the reduction in logistics, power, maintenance, and other expenses. During the year of 2008, we already invest a lot, and part of this investment is in the Paradiso project. And so far, what we invested, it's enough for what we are going to be producing in coming year. Then, based on this business environment, we think that it's time to freeze this project at this point, and everything that it was planning to be done in 2008, we are going to be finished. But there are no investment that we are going to do in the Paradise project in 2009. This is going to reflect in our cash flow in 2009. I'm going to report to you later exactly what this means. Going to the page 16, it's a quite big difference in this Vulcano project. The Vulcano project is the project in which we are going to duplicate our capacity for casting. And this project it was planning to be executed in phases, the phase one to phase four, and each year we are going to be increasing 10,000 tons yearly in capacity. So far, we invest in 2008, and we are still being invested in 2009 in a search way to have the production of the first 10,000. In the first quarter, starting in the first quarter in 2009, and during the year of 2009, we are going to be evaluate the business environment in a certain way to take the decision if we're going to increase more 10,000 in 2010. So what I mean about that the phase 2, 3, and 4, we are freezing. Then we're going to be keeping only the phase one. The impact of these two projects, the Paradiso and the Vulcano, in our cash flow, we forecast for 2008 125 million reais, the investment in 2008. We are still having the same number. But for 2009, we are going to be invest only 35 million reais. And before, we were planning to invest 115. Then this is the reduction that we are forecasting for these two projects. Then, capacity for 2009 in machining is enough. We are going to be delivering all the planning that we are going to show you later on. And for the Vulcano project, we are going to be increasing our capacity in 10,000 tons yearly. If you go to the page 17, this page is only to remind you about the acquisition that we did in this current year, the Sandeto and the Jack 1. We would like to emphasize that we still have in the committee that every week we sit together, we talk about the different opportunities. In this new business environment, we are forecast that opportunity will become, and you'll be ready to really acquire good assets. Then we think that we have a huge opportunity in the new future. On page 18, you see our governance and also our free float. Going through the 19, the capital market, how it is. But going to the page 20, we are here present for the first time the guidance for 2009. We are presenting the 2008 numbers that was presented 1 year ago, and we confirm that our best knowledge of this business, 2008, we are going to be delivering net operation revenue between the 14% and 18%, and the margin EBITDA of 21%, that it was quite the same in 2007, we think that is also achievable. And the CapEx, as I mentioned before, we are going to be close to 125 million. For 2009, we already include in this forecast the numbers from Rome, Italia. I mean that these numbers show exactly what we forecast for all our business. This forecast was based on assumptions that you can see in this page also. The GDP growth for Brazil around 3%, and the dollar reais, the FX, around 2.2 reais per dollar. And the interest rate, the Selic, the Brazilian average, is something around 14%. Well, we think that this business environment is something that, based on the knowledge that we have in this business, is going to hurt us a little bit. We cannot grow in coming year based on these assumptions in the same level that we were growing before. Then we are forecast the net operating revenue something between and minus 2% to 7%, and the EBITDA margin will be a little bit eroded, and we think in this new environment something around 13% to 17% is achievable. CapEx, as I told you before, is going to be something around 75 million reais. So that's what we had. Then let's go to question and answers.
Excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone now. If at any time you'd like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star two. I would like to mention that today's conference call has been held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. Again, if you'd like to pose a question, please press star one. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you'd like to pose a question, please press star one. This concludes today's question and answer session. Rivaldo dos Santos, at this time you may proceed with your closing statements.
Well, I would like to thank everybody to be in this call again, and hope to see you coming year when we are going to be delivering our year results. Thank you, and bye.
That this concludes our Homey's third quarter 2008 earnings release conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation. You may now disconnect.